Support for KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for youth and adults, and handmade gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at shack.org. I'm Abe Beeson. Today in the KNKX studios, I'm so happy to welcome back a pair of longtime collaborators and good friends, guitarist Lee Ritenour and pianist Dave Grusin. They're highly in-demand musicians in their own right, but when Lee and Dave get together, it's a special occasion every time. Among their many albums together, 1985's Harlequin won them a Grammy. Lee's been playing since his teen years as a studio musician, dozens of his own records, more than 3,000 sessions across the musical spectrum. Mr. Grusin's 50 years of music for films and TV is receiving renewed attention with recent reissues of several classics, and he won an Academy Award for his score for the Milagro-Beanfield War in 1988. The just-completed documentary Not Enough Time will give music fans a good overview of his wide-ranging and diverse career when that's released to the masses, hopefully sooner than later. Their latest collaboration's on Lee's A Twist of Writ from 2015. Let's see what just the two of them can get up to, shall we? Let's welcome Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour.
Thank you.
In the KNKX studios, Lee Ritenour on guitar, Dave Grusin at the piano. The first one, Waltz for Carmen for your wife, am I right, Lee?
Absolutely.
And this one?
This is a Antonio Carlos Jobim song. Dave and I definitely have dipped into the Brazilian territory for many, many, many years. And the English title is Children's Games, and the Brazilian title, which is Jobim, sometimes had different titles, but depending if different lyrics were written, and Chovendo no Rosaria. So Children's Games is fine for us.
Thank you.
Dave Grusin at the piano, Lee Rittenour on guitar. To wrap up this afternoon, I thought we'd give each player a chance to be part of the audience for a song, and we'll hear a couple of solo pieces. Lee, would you like to start with us a tune?
Sure. You know, I've been sort of noodling is probably the best word, the last number of years, and sort of threatening to do a solo guitar album, which I've never done out of my 40-plus albums that I've done. And before I get back to a bigger project, I've swore to myself that I'm going to get this out of the way. Of course, I've had a couple of interruptions fairly recently, but I notice playing sometimes solo guitar when you're really stressed out, and whatever that stress is, you have to find an outlet for it. So for me, sometimes just kind of what I call noodling on the guitar, and whether I'm by myself in my room or in the hotel on the road, or sometimes amongst people, the guitar is something that you don't always have to play loud, and so it really can. It's almost necessary for me to do that, to get centered in these interesting times we live in. So I'll just noodle for you for a minute.
Lee Rittenour, sampling a little piece that may show up on his debut solo album, The Noodler. We'll see.
Perfect.
We'll see.
And we'll call Dave this Grusin. One Seattle.
You're right. That's that one's Seattle. Dave Grusin on piano. Would you like to run through a little solo piece for us and let Lee enjoy some audience time?
Sure. We've been so focused on this Brazilian project coming up. I'm going to play yet another Brazilian tune.
Is it a waltz?
It's not a waltz.
Oh, all right.
This is an old Jobim tune, and he was kind of my mentor in terms of this kind of music, all the beginnings of bossa nova and so forth, but beautiful melodies. This is called Bonita.
Bonita indeed. That was lovely. Dave Grusin at the piano, Lee Rittenour guitar. Their quartet is at Jazz Alley for two sets tonight and Saturday, and one more again on Sunday. Thank you both so much for being here. It's always a treat.
Thanks
also to all the members of our audience today in our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. You can connect to our massive archives, including Dave and Lee's previous appearance at knkx.org. Thanks to our studio session sponsors, the Shack Art Center. Big thanks to John Kessler for his audio production. This is what you get when you support this fine radio station. Find out more at knkx.org.